Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Real talk, real talk.
Back
Hey, thanks for rocking with us, Hump Day Wednesday, again, February 26th. It's a 9:06 here on the East Coast, 6:06 on the West Coast. Coming to you live out of Tampa, it's your hip-hop informer, that dude, T.M. Hyman. We're the network all the way live. Say James on the Wheel of Steel. Hey, all the way live from the DMV. Give it up. Hey, we starting it off just like a party tonight, bro. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm trying to bang out some new joints tonight, man. I got a few shits up my sleeve tonight, so we're gonna try to, you know, keep you on your toes a little bit. That was that future Pusha T and Pharrell for Move That Dough.
No,
I like that joint.
All of those cats are definitely moving dough right now. Hey, all the way live from Plant City, even though it's itty bitty. Had fun hanging out with her the other night. Give it up. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show.
Happy hump day, fellas. What it do? Hello out there in TM Hyman Radio Land. Yes, and I did have fun as well. Happy birthday again to my friend Sheba. It's your birthday for the rest of the month, but we're going to party some more.
Happy birthday. Hey, they got me out to the casino for the first time in a very long time. $1, lost it all back. I think Hot Chocolate rubbed some of her bad luck off on me.
Whatever.
All good.
Don't blame me. Don't let me be the slap rock.
all good. Hey, Hot Chocolate, about to get crunk up in the casino.
Listen, shout out to Caleb and the Decepticons is all.
The Decepticons.
Wow.
Is building.
I mean, I'm
well, what happened?
Say,
what happened?
I'm gonna give you a real quick detail, a real quick synopsis. Okay, so we're there celebrating my friend's birthday. We're hanging out, whatever. It's my friend and myself, my female friend, and then Terrence, Caleb, one of his homeboys, and one of my male friends. So my girlfriend and I walk off to go, you know, play a machine or what have you. So by the time we get back, there are these other young ladies, and I'll use that term rather loosely, but these other young ladies who had kind of swarmed the table, let's say, and were in the very close proximity of, I'm going to say, our dates, because I had a date and my friend was there with Terrence. So they were just too close. Now, not too much had to be said.
Dude, they had invaded our space, though. They
rolled up.
When y'all went to the bathroom, they came back and your teeth were gone.
Hey, the chicks walked away, dude, and when they came back, females was pretty much in their seats.
Yeah. The men were still there. We were the only ones who were gone. Yeah. So I was finished on my machine. It just so happened in the nick of time, and my friend had gone to the bathroom, so I made my way back up to where my seat was being held for me at that point, and I didn't really say anything. I just sat down.
Hot Chocolate's physiognomy made me understand that the atmosphere was not appreciated. Listen.
Yeah, it wasn't. I didn't have to say much either.
I blamed it on Caleb. I blamed it on Caleb and Beeline to the slot machine.
And
hey,
he broke out. He did.
He broke
north, son.
When we talk about relationships on Wednesdays, hey, this is hilarious. Hot Chocolate, she definitely know how to hold it down. Hey, is it okay to date the friend of an ex? That's our topic tonight. This should be interesting. We'll be right back. TM Hyman Radio Live with a network hump day.
Back up. Just the time.
Now pull off on that one. Jay Butter. Rizzy King. You see?
I've been drinking. I get filthy when that liquor get it to me. I've been thinking. Why can't I keep my fingers off it, baby? I want you, na-na. Why can't I keep my fingers off you, baby? I want you, na-na. Cigars on ice. Feeling like an animal with these cameras all in my grill. Flashing lights. on me, bitty, 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 baby, I want you, nah, nah. Can't keep your eyes off my bitty, daddy, I want you, nah, nah. Drunk in love, I want you. We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen, oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. The thing I remember is our beautiful bodies running off in that club. Drunk in love, we be all night. Love, we be all night. Love.
Let's sing the big voice. When I'm in that A sound, I do say on Red Bull. When I'm in Jamaica, Ray and his nephew, white rum with a wash my heart. Drunk in love with the gal them one. Ride that sugar cane with a
surfboard.
That the gal them one. Have the bad man in a trance when you do the gypsy dance. When you bubble to the ground, move your bumper and balance. Girl, you're sweet like a mango, coconut jelly. The nice long legs with the fat piece of belly. Twerk that booty, make it clap. I forgot hard when you fling it back. Drunk in love, you got past tipsy. Straight to the ramping shop. We work all night nonstop. Have that good up palak. I the real big king. You know it's a fish shot. You see?
We woke up in the kitchen saying, how the hell did this happen? Oh, baby. Drunk in love, we be all night. The thing I remember is our beautiful bodies running up in that club. Drunk in love.
Myself.
Hold up, stumble all in the house, kinda back up all of that mouth that you had all in the car. Talk about you the baddest just fall. Talk about you be rapping that verse. Wanna see all the that I heard. No, I slink, Clint Eastwood. Hope you can handle this curse. Four playing a four, yeah. Fucked up my war hall. Slint your panties right to the side. Ain't got the time to take draws off on sight. Catch a charge, I might. Beat the boxer like Mike. In 97, I bite. I'm Ike. Turn up, baby, no, I don't play. Now eat the cake, anime. Say eat the cake, anime. I'm nice. For y'all to reach these heights, you gon' need G3, 4, 5, 6 flights, sleep tight. We sex again in the morning, your breakfast is my breakfast, we gon' in. We be all night.
Night. Love, love, we be all night. Love, love. You never tired, never tired. I've been sipping, it's the only thing that's keeping me on fire. We on fire. You mean to spill that liquor all of my entire life? I've been drinking watermelon.
All right, that was an abrupt ending. I wasn't prepared for that to end like that.
Clearly.
That straight caught me off guard, son. Anyway, 917-889-3926. Joy said 30 seconds left on the song, and it just dropped off. So I'm my guess is good. Your guess is good as mine. Anyway, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, number to dial. Tonight we're talking about, is it okay to date a friend of an ex? I'm kind of curious of where the genesis of this idea, you know, took place, or how this thought process came about. Where did this all derive from? Help me out here. Not your everyday conversation.
Can't speak of anything specific, just the question.
No, okay. All right, okay. Did that never happen to any of y'all? Like, you know, you felt some kind of way about your homeboy, your homegirl, seeing somebody that you was hoping they'd stay away from?
I think historically it's always been probably just an automatic no. But my experience has been that no is really just one of those things that, you know, it's the right thing to say. But in an age where, you know, creeping is just something that's natural for a lot of people, the question really is being proposed because has things changed, or are we honest about the fact that we will sleep with a friend's ex, whether they know it or not.
Word is mine.
Okay, well, I want to not really throw a little devil's advocate in there, but maybe ask for clarity. Are we talking about an ex like, you know, recent ex?
I think anyone that previously dated, period, and you knew about, you know, I think with women it's probably more of a of an issue than it probably is, you know, for men. But then again, I'm thinking there's some friends who would have a problem with the notion that my dude is now smashing my ex.
Let me go with this. I can't say that I've been through that per se before, but I'm faced with a different spin on, I guess, the question. Having just recently, well, not that recently, but being in this area when I first moved, I ran into the issue a lot of men that I met knowing females that I hang out with because they lived here all of their lives, but I just moved here and happened to meet mutual people, you know, that one was interested in dating me, but one was also someone that I worked with as a fluke or a stroke of luck. So how did that come into play? See, Stumper.
I mean,
it shouldn't matter, and some people feel like I shouldn't do it, or I shouldn't have done it. Let me say that. Excuse me. Let me clarify.
At the end of the day, it's your decision. Don't get it twisted. At the end of the day, it's your decision. But you know, I don't know. That's kind of a tough one to be in if you got to see that every day afterwards. But
I just got here, so I can't be faulted for quote-unquote knowing that she used to date him because, yeah, I might have found out that she used to date this guy, but it just so happened that it's the same guy that I met 3 weeks ago somewhere else away from her. You know what I mean?
Okay, let's say you've been knowing her since middle school. Your homegirl.
Now, that's different. That's different. That you don't do.
Okay, tell us why you shouldn't do that if they're truly their ex. And I'm not justifying, I'm just trying to understand.
No. Right. If they're truly their ex and you know that they are their exes respectively, you have to know the level of relationship that they had and to be able to understand that. So if you know you've known her since middle school, so you know that, you know, they used to mess around in middle school in the cafeteria all the way up until, you know, their second year of college. And you were there during that whole relationship, no matter whose side you were on. You know that the level of depth that their relationship had. That's the line that you don't cross.
Okay.
I can dig that. But So that's grounds for, like, termination of friendship, if that was to happen?
It depends. It's close grounds, yes. It's very close grounds.
Even if you've been through a lot, and, you know, and that's, like, you know, the right person for her.
That's what I was going to say. That would also depend on the level of friendship that you and or me and my girlfriend had. And if I can't really say, depending on, I guess, where they still were in the relationship or if, you know.
It's an ex. It doesn't matter what they were in a relationship. It's an ex.
Well, still. I mean, in some cases there's a variable in the whole situation. So, but as a whole.
That's the difference between men and women. Women got variables and all kind of it. But folks, we'll be back.
Emotional triggers.
It's Homecoming Wednesday. Is it okay to date the good friend, the ex of a good friend? You know, I mean, variables for real? Come on, say it. We'll be right back. See you, Mom, already for a lot.
Sometimes variables are necessary.
Baby, last time calling me baby. Last time calling me crazy. Crazy.
cut right through my heart. Why you let these hoes tear what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Girl, don't believe them, believe them, cause they almost see us together. And you already know you're too fly. But baby, don't get your hair caught in the propellers. I be trying to tell her these hoes are jealous. You know they never like it when you never say never. Long hair, red bone, but I put up with hairless. I French kiss it like me in Paris. I be screaming out, ain't no woman like the one I got. But she be always worrying about the one I got. She says it's gonna be me, myself, and I. Damn, that'll make me a one-up, one-up. I was so mad. Damn, you used to ride it like a moped. But players fuck up, my bad. And just to keep him crying, I laugh.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start.
Dad.
You should beware, beware, beware.
Brooklyn.
Love a woman with a broken heart.
Let me talk to these nerds. How could I be so stupid? Nah, how could you be so stupid? These hoes like your money. I love you when I proved it. It was like a movie, not the one song cruising. You kept playing me the bad things, you looped it. Over and over, this shit was the worst. Was the breakup worth me finding lipstick on your shirt? Put them condoms in your wallet and your dick in them skirts. Who you gon' come home to? This shit gonna hurt. I'ma go back to her own name drop. But you don't care, you moving on, but with a game stop. You saying that you're good, but I think not. You been shot, me and you in the same spot. I gave you all the jazz, it ain't enough, huh? And I know you said you're bad, cause players hook up. Think you gamble with my love, but players, what's up?
When you said Chomp? It was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I'm so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
Okay, ski, smoke, sleep, call, miss, text, woke, spoke, lie, feel, Lisa, ill, time, kill, month, still. I got somebody, baby mama, calling me daddy. I drank too much, please call me a cabbie. Penthouse after party, party, want the addy. Take a ride with us, calling the caddy. Third row, that's when you call, I hit cancel. Really, I hit answer, fuck, I hate when that happens. Phone in my pocket for the whole night. And you heard her dream until my phone died. Then she text me like, why you still talk to my mama? How the fuck you run around with condoms? Why you made me get this tattoo? Man, fuck this tattoo. You the reason I wasn't single in college. What, all because I had you? I don't even have you. How I'm supposed to get past you? Then she called the next guy, spilling some real shit. Now they problems that he gotta deal with.
When you said it was over, you shot right through my heart. Why you let these hoes share what we had right apart? Ooh, I was so mad. I could have seen it coming right from the start. You should beware, beware, beware of a woman with a broken heart.
I got 924 coming to you live out of Tampa. What's going on? It's Hump Day Wednesday. Is it okay to date the ex of a close friend? That's the topic tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina. Late as always. Give it up, Madam Chilo Boston. Welcome to the show.
Ew, good afternoon in the morning time. I had to sneak in the back door like it was 1929. Get out of here.
Hey, sometimes you still got to travel that Underground Railroad. We know it's okay.
What? I'm trying to tell you. God, that's my past.
You still got access, we see, to the Underground Railroad.
Right. I had to send out a warning signal, something.
You got a metro light for that joint.
Happy Black History Month as it winds down. Folks, remember, Black History is 365. To hell with this 28 days, the shortest month in the year they give to us.
Coldest.
Wait, hold on. Let me say
this. That historically, hold on, and look at this, though. At one point in life, before they started going by calendars and dates and all that beautiful stuff, you guys know that there were 3 months that did not exist at all, which was November, December, and January. So February was actually the first month of the year. Y'all can research it, my fact checkers. Y'all might think I'm crazy, but it's really, seriously.
Well,
at one
point,
there was no.
You said that so fluid. You said that so fluid and just so confidently. I'm going to take that a shot.
Yeah.
I'm proud.
Hey, why does my birthday month have to not exist? That's all I want to know.
You know what? You have to keep in mind. But the thing is that it wasn't that time frame didn't exist. It was a simple fact that those were the months that nobody, like, they couldn't hunt. You know, there were a lot of things that just couldn't be done that were done throughout the other season. So it was pretty much like a downtime, that hibernation stage.
When do I begin to exist is me what I need to know. See, you're leaving too many unanswered questions.
Well, luckily, by the time, you know, time for you to enter the world, you know, we had added that one just for you, though. It was added just for you, I promise.
Hey, she said that like you was as old as Jesus the Christ.
And Methuselah.
That's Moses' niece.
Yeah.
That's Moses' niece right there. Sister Scott. Third generation removed. Yeah.
Old as Methuselah.
Hey, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Real talk with people. Hey, we're the network, TM Hyman Radio. The topic tonight, is it okay to date a close friend's ex? Before the break, we were talking about all kind of freaking variables and formulas,
hypotheses and...
Madam CeeLo Boston, is it okay to date a close friend's ex?
No. No. But this is what I will say. It also depends on the dynamic of your friendship.
See, did not tell you variable.
And the dynamic of however they, you know, like, okay, say for instance, if hypothetically, say you and I, Regina, had been friends, you know, for, I don't know, 15 years plus, what have you, and you were with a gentleman for, you know, a couple years, hell no, it's not cool for me to date him. Because, I mean, there's too many emotions involved, whatever. But if you're okay with it, then it's okay. But I don't think it's something that, you know, I think it's something that should be discussed, especially if it's your close friend.
Now,
I mean, like,
I've
had somebody date a guy that I had dated, but also a different type of person, because I'm like, I'm never going to let a man come between me and my friend. That's just not going to happen, regardless. I mean, there are no variables on that one. Cause,
now, what,
you know what I'm saying? Because
she
is a dime a dozen. What?
Now, let me ask you this. Is it going to matter? Does it more affect you of the emotional toll versus the physical?
I think it's more emotional.
It's more emotional?
I think it's more emotional. Just for the simple fact that, okay, like for instance, I'm gonna give you a prime example. There was a female that I swear we were close friends. But what happened is that she met the guy that I used to date. She had never met him with me, right? They met at, like, some event that I didn't show up to. Long story short, they started dating. Then when I found out who she was dating, yeah, I had a problem. I'm like, hey, you know I used to date him because I called him something else, though.
But she
called him by his government name.
Right.
So he never told her the other name. So the thing is that when he was calling her initially, and he was saying that, you know, his street name or whatever, she called me and was like, CeeLo, such and such call for you on my phone. Did you get somebody my number? I'm like, no. And that's how I found out that that's who, you know what I mean? Like, it was really crazy. But, yeah, I had a problem with it when they came to my house. And they were in my room. I was like, hell no, get out of my, you know, y'all can't do that.
What?
Not in my house. I don't care what y'all do, but y'all can't do it here. Yeah, so.
Wow.
But you was roommates with her?
I mean, hey, guess what? We still friends to this day. And well, he's passed, rest in peace. But, well, yeah, we're still cool. They just won't do nothing in my house, you know.
So I'm real curious to see how we can pose this question to the gentleman on our panel, because just thinking about some of the men that I know and what their answers are. Some do.
9:30 Let's pause for the calls. Come right back, and we'll let the games begin. The men's perspective when we return with the network, TM Hama Radio Live.
Flip it.
Show me love, but me like the enemy. Ha, by far, baby, listen close. Yacht, man, we don't do the fishing boats. Steak and lobster, I'm trying to surf. Turks and cake, I was on the first. Mr. Flower, 24 carat, neck full of gold. Great ass, black shades rolling. Beating in a European car like a stoller. Most boys made it to the top like we told. My new team drugs told me, motherfuck their feelings. Get these
millions. Hennessy, double shot to the Hennessy. We gon' kill this whole bottle. After this, you gon' remember me. Just not a case of them big goggles. Hey, you bitch calling over and over time. I line up. You soft with it, she just wanted wild rough. Boss with it, took nothing, got her riled up. In the zone, ignoring everything around us.
Ooh, baby, you sexy folk, you that bad.
Tennessee.
Bottles and shots and we twist. I'm that thug you wanna be with and live an infamous life. Pull up and get lit. Stay away from that basic zone, that's not us. We came here to party, they came to watch us. And damn, I feel no remorse for your ex. Better take it easy before I crack him in the head with the
Tennessee. How the hell did you get here? Was you sent for me? Manhattan fly, Brooklyn bad. Made in Stapleton. I wish I had some old treat, girl. The trick on ya. But this money ain't impressive, huh? Well, I'm a fly, go from around the way. S-side till I die and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans out of enemies. And I'm smoother than a shot. Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me. Ain't too cool to pass by. But you saying, baby, let's ride. Chicken with the right guy. And I know you feeling me.
Feeling me.
Yes, you feeling me. Hey. What the hell did you come for? Was it meant for us? Lock guys in this party, baby girl. Or maybe rush the crush. A young from the slums of the city. Fresh but not the flow, so gritty. Run, Mr. Mac Billy. You're looking like I put that on my mama, all my people. Say it with me. I'm a fly, go from around the way. S-side till I die and I say it brave. Make money for my fam, fans out of enemies. And I'm smoother than a shack of Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me. And me ain't too cool to pass by. What you saying, baby, let's ride. Go with the right guy. And I know you feeling me.
Feeling me.
Yes, you feeling me. Hey. Now once we choose to, we're gone. Ain't nothing to talk about. Really got me open, girl. Trying to see if you could work it out. All I ask of you, never change. Cause you fly, you find a dime. And I'm about to make you say my name. Tennessee. And if I hit it, then you go. Remember me. And you ain't too cool. What you saying, baby, let's ride. With the right guy.
p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, 9:34 p.m. also in New York City, another one of my favorite places. We are That Crew, That Team, That Network, TM Hyman Radio. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, joined by the general himself, TM Hyman, Sabe James, Madam CeeLo Boston.
Yep.
And our topic tonight on Hump Day Wednesday is it okay for you to date a friend's ex? 917-889-3926 is the number for you to weigh in. And the question is on you, gentlemen. Is it okay with you fellas if, you know, your homeboy dates your high school sweetheart? Or I don't even care about the high school sweetheart. I care about the expendables, we'll call them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I don't want to use a derogatory name against my ladies of any nature, so I'm not gonna fall into that. But
I can't pick up on the hint. You got to be playing with me. Who you talking
I'm saying,
about?
Your side chicks here, you know, the ones that you really just playing with that you're not really trying to get serious with. Because to me, in the young men, the men that I'm friends with, and I hear them, you know, converse about this a lot, it's the ones that you play with the most that you have a problem with your other fellas getting with. Like, sometimes, do you have a problem with your boys hitting your side pieces?
Side pieces?
I think a side piece and an ex is two different things.
Yeah.
Well, not really, because
they ain't no exes. They ain't a side piece. They ain't no girlfriend and boyfriend.
Yeah,
nothing.
I think an ex
side
piece. Side
piece.
Two different
things.
Yeah, I think
side piece ain't no relationship.
Category. Yeah.
Right.
I don't care. No, but the thing is, you really, I'm not saying that you don't care about what they're doing outside of you, but it's like you already know you're doing you. Anyway, well, who you with, if she's a side piece, she already knows what's going on. That's a supplement. That's extra 20% that we're looking for. That's all that is.
Right. Both sides know they are. Right.
It's okay. Different when you move to 80% and see that somebody else getting that 80%. That's a different story.
Right.
Yeah, because to me, a side piece is again, I want to differentiate. That's not the question. We're talking about exes, but I think to answer your question, a side piece is just that, a side piece, which means that you have a primary, and at the
primary.
End of the day, really, you really can't dictate to a secondary.
But that side piece, right.
You shouldn't.
Or
you
even
shouldn't
be mad.
Dictating, but there are people that do, and that's why I pose the question.
That's not applicable to me in my situations.
I would say no. I mean, I'm not mad about anything that's associated with a
side joint. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah,
so,
I can't,
you know,
be mad.
Like,
I can't be mad at her for doing her thing.
Yeah. I was just saying, yeah, if the main chick, I would imagine it would be a problem, you know.
We both know the rules going into this. But now you're talking about an ex. That brings another light to the
how
subject.
How ex of an ex? A recent ex or, like, you know, you said.
Ooh, how about
well,
hold on.
If it's like a high school chick, if it's a high school chick that I was with when I was back in high school, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Hey, do your thing. Hope y'all happy. You know what I'm saying? Hope she figured it out while I'm not with her. Hope she got better at it. You know what I'm saying? So if it's like a chick that, you know, at this point in my life that I just severed ties with after being with them for, I'll say, for a guy, at least 2 years, then, you know, I can see how we could feel some kind of way about it. But I think where I would submit to you, to the ladies, the female sector of the show, that it would be based on more of a physical aspect than the emotional. How it was flip-flop with you guys. Y'all more caught up on the emotional attachment that may be there that's not apparent with you two anymore. And me personally, and I may be able to speak for other guys, I don't want to have the picture in my head of my man smashing, you know what I'm saying, something that I did. That may be the only thing we get caught up on, but I think if we could get past that, then it'd be all good. I don't know. I've never been in that situation, but it's kind of, theoretically, that's how it should play out.
Yeah, and so what I'm thinking, I mean, I don't think you're too far off base, because what I was thinking is automatically you know, we're in our feelings about the fact that my homeboy, you know, is now, you know, involved. I mean, but it is the piece that's most frustrating is the fact that now they're together. It's thinking about that physical. And so I'm thinking, yeah, if you're mature about it, really knowing that, you know, at the end of the day is now beyond your control, and you got to control the controllables, get out of your feelings about it, and you're okay. But as long as you're still in your feelings about that,
yeah,
you know, now in your mind, because this is how we look at it, your property now belongs to somebody else, that's going to be a problem,
right,
as long as you look at it immaturely and you and your feelings. But, again, you got to be mature,
right,
about it, get out your feelings. But
right,
still, I'm like ELO to a certain degree. Now, I don't want to see you, and I don't want you in my personal space.
Right.
I can agree with that.
I can agree with that to a certain extent.
Yeah, because, hold on, look. Now, this, again, this was a guy that I had dated for over, how about this? I took him around my family, like, for family function type deal. Like, this is how, you know, close we were. And I don't take nobody like that. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, that, it bothered me. Because, I mean, my thing is this. If I know what he did to me, I can only imagine what he's attempting to do to you. So, like, I can't even, I don't want to think about that.
And
but
I think that's the part that catches me up the most right there.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
yeah,
I know what she was doing to me for these past couple years. And now, what? Ah, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just hard to, yeah, sorry, I get you on that.
Yeah. Trying to tell you, look, I remember, you know, like Facebook, when I first got on Facebook, you know, you can, when you get up there, you're first meeting, like, running back into people you ain't seen in years and what have you. Swear,
right,
to, there was a guy I met when I was in the Army. I can't say, I'll tell you all on the back end what happened, but I can't,
right,
say it up here. Yeah. So when I found out he was married, right, all I could say to him was, wow. I know she's enjoying her damn self. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, yeah, I mean, she wasn't a friend of mine. Right. It was like, Mom, I was like, wow, I know what he did to me. So y'all married, I can only imagine what he's doing now.
Yo,
I would have fought a friend over that one, though.
Oh.
What?
Hey, it's okay to date a close friend's ex. Is it okay to date a close friend's ex? That's the topic tonight. And coming up, Health and Wellness Live out of Virginia. It is 9:43. It's Hump Day Wednesday. We'll be right back. Team Hammer Radio Live.
OG, Bobby, Josh. Bobby, OG, Bobby, Josh. Bobby, Bobby, Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh.
You are now listening to a Bobby Johnson beat.
Hey. Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
Wipe a nigga out like an outbreak.
Wipe him out.
Chopper start busting, make the house shake.
Grah.
Sweeter than a pound cake. The eyes on your chin, better watch what your mouth say.
Watch it.
Lean with the footballs, got a new trippin'.
Fuck.
Hey. Keep sippin'.
Ooh.
Dirty AK with the beam on it.
Dirty.
Clip so long, I can lean on it.
Long.
Free my niggas lie behind bars.
Free.
Move 100. For a lawyer, beat the charge.
Beat it.
Pack tech down, run the ballet, muscle fall. If a nigga try to rob, hit him with the hawk.
Boom.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hangin' with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slippin' from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Josh.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
100 bands on your head, get the job done.
Now.
Throw it up.
Now.
Where you from?
Well.
Whole hood hot, cause you're not hitting licks.
Lick.
Ain't made a meal yet, but it's still rich.
Rich.
Stick em up. How you want it?
How?
Full of the semi.
Fit.
Lurking for the cash. Searching for the bag. Young niggas wild.
Woo.
Throwing up flags.
Hey.
Shooters on the roof with a scope.
Boom.
Money bag on two shit like the Pope.
Like a king.
Work the blocks like the Kimba in the post.
Cook em up.
Hit it with the folk.
Hit it.
Word on the street, I'm a suspect.
Suspect.
Hanging with the killers in the projects.
Ooh.
Head on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind.
Boom.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Hey.
OG, Bobby, Josh.
Ooh.
that you trust, gotta probably turn fed. Hey, hating on your heart, cause you're rocking her man. Especially if your money long, guarantee it turn head. Ray red, tell it all, gotta watch the sherm head. Watch them, hey, jealousy, that's a beat. Straight, hey, dead, it's snakes, wanna know what you make. Won't grab you, see you like the red tape. Kang, y'all just running with the cannon. With the cannon. Never let a see you panic. Never. Yo, boys in the hood working with the Hispanics. Ooh. On the phone with the plug. Now, bitch, Spanish. Hey. Word on the street, I'm a suspect. Suspect. Hanging with the killers in the projects. Tato on the barrel, keep quiet. Catch a nigga slipping from behind. Boom. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey. OG, Bobby, Josh. Ooh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Josh. OG, Bobby, Josh. Hey.
Bobby, Josh. Bobby, OG, Bobby, Josh. Bobby, OG, Bobby, Josh. I'm sorry, I had to stop it. I didn't know it was
going to
come back.
T.O. Radio Live. It is hump day, Wednesday, and you are rocking with the crew who does it the best at all times. Our subject tonight is it okay to date your ex? I mean, your friend's ex. A close friend's ex, rather.
Did you say bang? I mean, that's what's happening, ain't it?
Oh, boy.
Banging bones.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So, look, what the consensus seems to be that there are a lot of variables that goes with that. Like, okay, how about this? Like, how about if you were engaged to the person?
Then they're definitely off limits.
Okay, so look at this though. This is something that I thought about and why I'm not so like hard on it. And I was like, you know, a D comes a dime a dozen. You know, I'm not gonna get mad over a dude with my female friend or whatever. I don't have a lot, but still. The thing is that why wouldn't you expect your somebody's partner or whatever, or even your own partner, not to like your friends? Because, I mean, y'all get along, y'all friends for a reason. It's something that y'all have in common. So that, you know what I'm saying, it could very well, that's why a lot of women don't even take their men around their friends. Because leave the door open for the extra stuff and the conversation that we're having now.
Mm-hmm. I'll say this real quick. I agree to a certain extent, like I said before, but it's like it's a very touchy situation. You know what I mean? Like an ex-wife or whatever like that. And like you said, I think it really would have to boil down to like my relationship with that person might have to be different.
Right.
Because, like you said, I don't want to see y'all around me like that. And that's my prerogative right there. That's my personal choice to feel like that. I don't know how mature I will be, you know, or what it's going to take for me to be able to, you know, wrap my mind around you to be like, okay, look, you know, that's still my man. You know, it just didn't work out with me. Now, it also depends on, you know what I'm saying, like, that I say, if you want to talk about variables, I would say this much. What was the reason for us to break up? Did she just catch me up in some nonsense that I got caught up in and she didn't, you know, she was like one time, one and done? Or was it some ongoing, you know, turbulence within our relationship that made us have to split ways? You understand what I'm saying? So that also could play into the equation of if it's feasible to accept this or not. You understand? Because that dude may be, much of a dirtbag as me, for all I know.
I totally agree with that because, I think it's a completely different situation if your homeboy shows up, you know, with your ex, and what broke you and your ex up was the fact that you thought she was cheating. Voila! She was cheating.
Wow. Well, here it is. Right.
That's a little different.
That is messy. That's not even different. It's messy as hell.
That ain't messy. That's blatant. That's flagrant. What that is. There ain't nothing messy about it.
I think that's not what we're talking about. You know, that's a little different
from the ex type of, you know, situation. We're not talking about those blatant situations like that.
Hold on, now, how about this, though? Let me say, because, you know, it was something you said, that you just said, Sabe, was about, like, how the person treated them. Okay, so the instance in where, you know, my friend was dating my ex or what have you, I'm so serious. When I went to her and I told her, I said, look, you may be looking at it one way, but that's not how he's looking at it. And I was like, it's like X, Y, and Z. She took it as I was hating. So when she replied to me like that, I told her, you know, mother with you and John Wayne, go ahead. And crazy enough, it did end, not the way I said it, but she got to see the things that I was talking about. He was too young-minded. Even though he had money, had cars, had everything a woman, I guess, would want or what have you, and she loved that stuff, but he won't look at her like that. You know what I mean? So it was like when I gave her advice, she took it as I was hating. Hell, he even took it as I was hating. And I was like, all right, roll with it. End of it, though, they did break up. It didn't work. He was too young in the mind. And she apologized to me. But you know what I'm saying? It's like,
don't that feel good, though, when you knew you was right and you could say, I told you so? Don't that feel good?
And
I don't like to go over people, but
I
don't
give
a damn. When I get out the hand.
Yeah. I'm not gonna say I told you so. I'm just going to look at you and pat you on your damn back.
All right, I ain't going to say I told you so, but I told you so, basically.
Right, exactly.
That happened to me before in a certain instance, a little bit different situation where, you know, I don't mean to digress, but just to kind of, you know, emphasize that point of I was in a situation where I actually seen my ex shorty get married on Wedding Story. Okay?
Wow.
That used to be out on TLC? Yeah.
Still comes on.
How do you think that made me feel? It still comes on?
Wow.
Yeah. I seen my ex shorty get married.
Right.
Okay.
Here's
the crazy thing about it. Here's the crazy thing about it, though. When we had broke up initially, I had told her, I said, you know, you can go do what you want to do, but I guarantee you, nobody's going to treat you like how I did.
I know that's right.
And it's true. And it's true as. But feel me on. Feel me with no hands on this right here. It's true as
right.
I said that. When I found out, when I got, you know, not even wind of it, when I found out from a very, very exclusively reliable source about how that marriage from TV panning out, all she was saying was that, in so many words, I messed up. I missed out on what I had.
Right.
Everything that I needed, I already had, but I wanted to go for this, for the presentation of it. And, you know, so that's what I'm saying. So in that sense, I will look at cats that get mines after me like, you think you giving her the best that she's ever seen. You got big shoes to fill, buddy. You know what I'm saying? So I look at cats in jest if I was to see that personally. That's just me.
I know that's right.
You said in jest.
Yes.
In jest.
Okay.
My dude.
With his hated ass. That's right. That's
wow.
Yeah,
oh
so,
God.
But anyway, yo, we check this out. Oh, before you go there, we about to take a break real quick. It's top of the hour. We going to get into some new joints right here a little bit. I got this new Mobb Deep joint. It's actually been in the lab again, so, you know, I know it doesn't have nothing to do with the topic. Ain't on no punk smooth stuff or whatever, but hey, whatever. I got busy to Mobb Deep before, too. It don't matter.
Really?
So we gonna get into this, right? Okay, yeah. Hey, you could put a siren on to me. I don't care. That's my song. My favorite jam, son.
What?
Favorite jam in the world. I got some skins right there in front of me. You crazy? Yeah, what you put on?
Hey, it's 9:54. 9:54. We'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Yeah. Block the corridor, call the coroner. The drama's over, can't you feel the euphoria? Warrior, your gavel's getting cornier and cornier. We don't play games, never will we ever toy with you. Can't with you. Take you for a swim, throw a
the river, my love. Y'all so fraud to me though. Never been got, we launch torpedo. Still on paper, he reports to P.O. Then jump in the lamb and we off to the show. Play my cards right, never go see him. Or catch me in the crib, compromise like. But you got me into. My goons will be here with the medical tensions like. Pop, 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 pop. Doodle hear screams or you hear. Taking you off here. Say he gotta get got. Violated, so he gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. Taking you off here. Said he gotta get got. Violated, so he gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. Look, I'm taking you off here.
Don't bring dead business around me. Bleed just like us. I flood the cold street with you. Hot blood, was mad night steaming. Your soul in limbo, right there on the cement. Your ghost of a cash for. I'm the worst demon you could ever ask for. Don't conjure me up. I put a bomb to your truck. Insidious when I creep. Enough. Machine dot, breathe dot. Powder lungs, powerball money, all rap. Basking in the lime green light. Come and get with. On cameras, no tapping out on that concrete canvas. We don't do the body lock. The sleeper hole, you sleepy from a headshot. My don't premature nuts. It busts at the exact time, supposed to bust.
Taking you off it, say he gotta get got. Violated, so he gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. Taking you off it, say he gotta get got. Violated, so we gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. I'm taking you off it. Say he gotta get got. Violated, so we gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. Taking you off it. Say he gotta get got. Violated, so we gotta get got. Vaccinate, get your body that shot. Handle that off top. I'm taking you off here.
TM Hyman Radio Live. Oh, it is Hump Day Wednesday, and we are talking about, you know, is it cool to date your close friend's ex? I don't think so. It's all right, but I don't think so. I don't think it's cool. I don't know. You can't say I had him first. You can do that, but yeah, I wouldn't.
That's what I laugh at.
It depends on
right,
how
exactly.
They got my second. Then.
Exactly.
Oh,
I saw him that right there. I saw him that right there.
Really?
What? If they get nasty,
yo,
right, yes, I will.
Word. That's what I'm saying. That porn star that you have right now, I made that happen. Okay?
Wow.
Thank you. Wow. Later.
Oh, straight up. Dead presidents on that ass. What?
Your worry is straight cutty on him.
Right,
go straight cutty on him,
I
son.
I saw her that.
Go straight cutty on him, son. Straight up.
Wild Out Wednesday. How about that one?
Uh-huh.
Hmm? Hot chocolate. Like, how do you, because I think, did you already say how you felt about, like, have you had a instance where that happened to you or seen it happen?
I've seen it happen many, 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 many a time. Has it happened to me per se? Not to answer your question, my answer was not really, but like kind of on, with a different spin to it, because when I first moved to this area, the girlfriends that I met happened to have dated 99% of the men that I met in the area, simply because it's a very small
area.
So it's, for me, I get a lot of I shouldn't have just simply because the girls were my friends, but I felt as though if that were the case, everybody I met would be off limits because y'all have dated everybody that I've met. So, like,
there's only four y'all in the city. What you talking about?
My friend.
Hey, look, that's like living in
and
a
And I make five. What you talking about? I make five.
You know what I'm saying? Craziness.
Because, look, the fine ones stand out.
Yeah, the good picks do. The good picks do.
Yeah,
and
we sure do.
The good picks have BS with them like they have girlfriends still, aside from girlfriends that you're friends with, right? So, you know, that lessens the pool too. Like, it just, it got to be too overwhelming. So, ultimately, I decided that I wasn't even going to date guys from here anymore. Just, sorry. What am I going to tell you?
Okay, now, I can say I've had the weirdest, I've had girlfriends of mine offer their boyfriends to me. Yeah. And they want no ex. But that's another show.
What do you mean offer?
You went off on a tangent. No, see?
What do you mean offer?
Did you say,
Yeah, what do you mean offer?
Okay.
Clarify that.
Almost like a threesome, but they're just not involved. They are just looking.
Oh, see, word.
Wow.
Word.
Damn.
Wow.
That is another show, huh?
It is.
Word.
Yeah.
Because I'm saying.
But I've had that, I've had that happen, though, with it been offered.
He agreed to it, though, right? I want to make sure he agreed to it. He agreed to it.
Oh, yeah. What? Have you seen me? No, I'm
Wait a minute. Whoa.
Wow.
We don't believe you. We need more people.
Hump day.
Wow.
We don't believe you. We need
you
more
watch
people.
Your back. You better watch your back.
I'm so confused.
I don't know, man.
Right,
you know what? Maybe I know something. You stop dressing like Boss from 1992 in your Facebook photos and stuff, man.
Oh,
you about to sing the recipe.
You have no friends in America. I swear you don't. They're all foreign to you. Hell out of here. Somebody else, please. I don't want to talk to this guy anymore.
917-889-3926. If you want to weigh in on this.
That's Boss, son. I'm going to start calling her Boss.
You want to weigh in on our topic tonight that has got all of us in an uproar right now.
Oh, man.
Oh,
I just saw the camel walk across the room. It's hump day.
Yes. Thank you for bringing us back.
Hey, Faye, just drop one on us, bro. We'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, guys.
The network, TMI Radio Live.
I need recovery tonight.
To Don P, watching Gandhi till I'm charged. Writing in my book of rhymes, all the words past the margin. The whole of mic a throbbing, mechanical movement. Understandable smooth, issues that murderers move with. The thieves theme, play me at night, they won't act right. A fiend of hip hop, it's got me stuck like a crack pipe. The mind activation, react like I'm faced at time like Pappy Mason. With pins I'm embracing, wipe the sweat off my dome, spit the phlegm on the street. In the Nikes on my feet, keep my cipher complete. Weather cruising in a six cab, a Montero deep, I can't call. Beats make me falling asleep, I keep falling. Never falling 6 feet deep. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for presidents to represent me. I'm out for different presidents to represent me. The world is yours, disciple of the project, last verbal murderer. Yeah, the world.
world is yours, cause of Philly bloodheads, crack pumpers, drug murderers. The world is yours, to my niggas coming home from lockdown with new plans. The world is mine, holding a stolen cop's Glock with G-notes in my hand. To my man Ill Will, God bless your life. To my peoples throughout Queens, God bless your life. My insight and life's vision, words of wisdom to give me intuition to listen. The murder paragraphs of mysticism. Man plant seeds that brings forth multiple breeds. So many cultures on one planet, but one culture's free. Son, I need weed to proceed. Change the flow speed, I'm getting vexed. Giuliani is 666. There's no days for broke days, selling smoke pays. I took the chocolate pot. Philly's never wrote sprayed. This is a hassle. The bridge is like a haunted castle. The mic's my religion. The system is the devil's lasso. And yo, the trife life is most influential. The colors on men's skins and pens is coincidental. How you living, larger broker? You're wasting time extorting papers from smokers. Catching court papers, getting broke up. The world is mine. Persona of late Tony Montana, yet getting mine. The whole world is mine. Who won it? I never fronted. I'm forever blunted. Getting live. Handy up with the lie. Never stop. We don't stop the handy low. Puff the lie, y'all. Don't stop the handy low. We puff the lie. Every day, puff the lie. Puff the handy low. I'm the young city bandit. Hold myself down single-handed. For murder raps, I kick my thoughts alone. Get remanded. Born alone. Die alone. No crew to keep my crown on throne. I'm deep, I sound alone. Cave inside a thousand miles from home. I need a new end up. For this black cloud to follow. Cause while it's over me, it's too dark. Dark to see tomorrow, trying to maintain. Flip, fill the clip to the tip. Picturing my peeps, 98 can make my heartbeat skip. And I'm amped up, they like the champ up. Even my brain's in handcuffs. Headed for Indiana, stabbing just like the Phantom. The crew is amping, Ill Will style. Check the go-to smell, plus I profile well. Stash loot and fly clothes, burning dollars. The light my soul, walk the blocks with a box. Check the games, plus the games people play. I check the games, plus the games people play. Bust the problems of the world today. Shout out to the whole from Queens. My man Tipster on the board, keeping it real, Lord. The Queensbridge Nation, get it on. Faking no Uncle Jack. Up around and get your wig pushed back. A big shout out to my man Killer. Braun Do is on you. LAX on another murder quest. 94, we out. Keep the lie in the air.
Ha. Jigga. Molly Mall. Uh-huh. Ha. 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 At times, you can find me in the city spinning. Or in the studio, touching the track up like pretty women. Spitting venom with the snake skinsin'. Apply the pressure to you and your mention. Damage I do, career ending. Y'all know what I'm representing. Fun, extra low. Got a one on a tent next to dough. Y'all best to know I'm not alone, ma. Music, menage, toi with Shy and I, ha ha.
It's been so long, girl, without you.
Say what?
And I swear I hate living without you.
Uh-huh.
Some peace of mind, I've been fine without you. Tomorrow won't come if I spend the night without you. The one for this love thing I'm feeling, and I can't fight this urge that I'm feeling. Why
on top of my game. Act like you know. Think I didn't see the lame sneaking in the back door? Ha ha, it's alright, he can come here. For real, you alright, but I'm done here. I don't keep my ones here. It's unlikely that you see Whitey, but if you slip up and hit up, we could split up. Play a hater, not at all. I don't play those games. You got beef with Jigga? With Jigga, say my name. You shy?
I see you think I need someone. I'm my own, just to hold it. There's someone who stay with me forever. Be that someone.
Get this show on the road, Chris Dale on the writer. Got the Big Apple in the smash like cider. Rocker, fella and shy money, trying to see God money. They want a piece of your love, I want that leaf the dove. Milk cake, Bill straight, what have we here? Cartier, ill faith on the highway, accompanied by friends. First the range, then the Lex, then the buggy I bend. Aha.
I'm on a radio live, and that was Jigga Man. I love that dude.
Okay,
don't be talking about him. It's 10:12 p.m. on the East Coast, so that makes it 7:12 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody else in the middle, figure it out. You're listening to Team Harmon Radio Live, that network, that crew that does it. Look, I have Black History for you. Are you guys ready for Black History? Here it is.
Always.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so today I'm going to tell you guys about Ralph Bunche. He was actually an American political scientist and a diplomat. Now, he was born in August 7th in 1904 and died December 1971. Both his parents died when he was 11, and he was raised by his grandmother, an ex-slave. And athletic scholarship gave him the means to attend the University of California, from which he received his B.A. in 1927. That's bachelor's for those of you who don't know. He received his master's and his Ph.D. from Harvard in 1928 and 1934, respectively. The years up to the outbreak of World War II was spent in postgraduate work of Northwestern University, the London School of Economics, and the University of Cape Town, in teaching primarily at Howard University and in research. Ralph Bunche did extensive traveling in his researches on colonial administration and race relations, and in 1941, he entered government service, first with the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and then from 1942 to 1944 with the OSS. In July of 1945, Ralph Bunche became the first Negro to serve as a division head in the Department of State. This career was short-lived, however. For in 1946, he became the director of the Trustee Division of the United Nations. And he held this position until about 1948, and then he became the principal director. Now, in 1955, he was appointed the Undersecretary of the UN, and in 1958 he was promoted again to the Undersecretary of Special Political Affairs, and the post that he currently held at the time that this book was written, which was about 1964. Ralph Bunche carried out a number of special missions for the UN, and in 1948 to 49 he served as a UN moderator on Palestine. For his efforts in bringing peace to that area, he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Now, in 1960, he served as a special UN representative to the Congo, and in 1963 he was the UN mission to Yemen. And he was also awarded in 1963 the Presidential Medal of Freedom. I am Madam Boston, and that has been your moment in history.
No doubt. Big up to Rock Watch. And big up to Madam Sheila Boston for that nugget as we celebrate 365 days black, baby.
Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, this, I got this. Okay, I have a book called The, and I said I was going to share it with you guys, too. I'm just trying to figure out how, because, anyway, the book is called The Chronological History of the Negro in America. And the book is very, very interesting. It tells things that, I mean, it's really mind-blowing. Even, you know, I'm not sure, like, not everybody looks at or even attempts to research their history, but you should, because if we don't know where we came from, we don't know where to go. You know what I mean? Like, you have to
bound
have
to repeat it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have to have that foundation.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, 917-826. Hit us up. If you have some history you'd like to share, we'd like to hear it. We have tonight, we have Friday, and I believe Saturday is March 1st. It's over, folks. Hey, time waits for no man. 917-889-3926. Hey, hit us up. Hump Day Wednesday. Is it okay to date a close friend's ex? The conversation continues. We'll be back. GMI Radio Live.
You want to walk around these roaches. These is roaches. These is mere mortals. I'm trying to push you to supreme being. You don't want to you don't want to embrace your destiny. You want to get by. You don't want to go into the darkness where it's lonely. You can't handle the the pain of the knowing when it's gonna stop.
Mama's trying to save me, but she don't know I'm trying to save her. Man, him tried to play me, man, till I got this paper. You're nobody, till somebody kills you. Yeah. Blast for me, the last words from my on the pavement. Born killers, body strippers, drug money, dollar figures, hustlers moving out of rentals, all the war's mental, having sushi down in Nobu, strapped like an Afghan soldier, nowhere to go to, so it's bang, no survivors, only riders, on my rider, murder rate rising, donkey on their IGs, never IP, still solo, Under Armour still polo. No wire, on fire, my desire for fine things make me a liar, a shooter, getting high, feeling like it's voodoo, nine lives, SK with the cooler, Machiavelli and the Rari, still B-I-double-G-I-E, I pray you smoke with me, go to bed with a kilo, like Casino, Janet Reno, we all we got, the Creed and Eno, pretty cars in the driveway, if you cut it, then you sideways, double up, crime pays,
mama's trying to save me. But she don't know I'm tryna save her. Man, him tried to play me. Man, till I got this paper. You're nobody till somebody kills you. Yeah. You wanna walk around these culture with them? Where they souls at? What defines you? With these silly looks on their faces? You wanna walk around with them or you wanna walk with God? Make up your mind.
I'm from where the streets test you. Mixed business and pleasure. Where the cocaine measure. The narcotics is our product. The byproduct. You walk up on me, I cock it. New Mercedes as it peels off. Nothing penetrate the steel doors. Gang signs, see them all. I send my prayer as I'm counting sheep. Never really athletic, but I play for keeps, do you feel me? The more dishing, the more feeling, with more snitches. We kill them and taking their R.I.P. Chinchillas on a winter night. Black bottles when I'm feeling like you wanna know what winter's like. And I'm never on that tour bus, just a decoy. The PJs, the two of us, the rock boys down to die for Diddy. My drive for less, keep it real, homie made me filthy. Touch mine until it's even kill, like I'm knowing every heathen will. Close the deal with Stephen Hill. We Magic City of the networks. Cut it, cast off, Palmer, net worth.
Mama tryna save me, but she don't know I'm tryna save her. Man, if you try to play me, man, till I got this paper. You're nobody, still somebody.
Surprise, I got teeth, my lungs in hell keep AOT with THC. Swinging for the fence, I hope I make it out the park. With a bass head slide out the dark, where the bangers get caught. Hit the in the trees, arrest me by the court. I just wanna and sit by the court, for real. Coop, I hit that, got sold that, I hit that, right by my pigs up back. Learned that from Deuce Rat, Peanut and B-Loon. Had gas before rap. Way before I found rap, I had some things wrapped. Astro on my cap, this shot ain't no phone app. Chucks on my young heel, make sure that my shag ill. Learn my set trip grill, trade in my big wheel. Good grades and skip school, this life gon' catch up soon. Showing up that did, 20-year-old kid. Got off my behind, write me some sweet lines. Cause one day my story gon' pay. So now we bout to break the bank.
Talking about
You just want to cash, get a know I'm around, boy. To Kendrick, move from the throne, I came for it. I hope this can hit a range for it, cause god damn.
What you talking about is hitting about the money.
Yeah.
Neck from the gold, I'm attracted to the honey. Oh, brain sleeps, know about the money. On fifth row, close your eyes, I'll be your mommy. Oh,
my shit real, came up off them. Hustle for my meal, grinded for my deal. That's how I'm doing, long way from grooving. Call me 2 Chainz, units be moving. Go hard for my joy, so she don't need no boy. Smile stay on her face, big room with her own space. Up all night the hallway, don't care if it take all day. I let y'all parlay, you wonder why I'm straight. New shoes and thick clothes, just be front row. Bow down her tempo, I don't know her info. Threw up my peace sign, go red with my mignon. Cause one day this rapping go pay. So now we bout to break the bank.
Radio Live, and we are back. Thank you for rocking with us. It's 10:27 p.m. here on the East Coast in this large city of Charlotte. We're getting ready for the CIAA tonight's episode. We are talking about, is it okay to date the ex of a close friend? Look, again, I don't think it's cool. Say, I know your life situation isn't, in the place where you would have to. I guess, I don't know, what if one of your homeboys, tried to date the chick that you were dating before you met your wife?
It'd be keep funky with you. I try to hook my man up with her, straight up, because I was over her. And
okay.
I knew how she had felt, you know what I'm saying, because, I'm a fly dude, and I look good. So I don't hang with no dudes that's bummy around me. You know what I'm saying? You don't have control of it tonight, so I'm not going to do that. But anyway, but I'm just serious. I'm a fly dude, and I look good. So, I don't hang out with dudes that don't follow that same standard as me. And she had expressed, I live by the same truth is said in jest. That word jest again. But truth is said in jest. She had tossed it around before. About my man that was in my building with me. So after the wedding and everything like that, I try to throw the alley-oop. I said, look, if you're really serious about homeboy, whatever, I'll let him. She was good. And then so I passed the word. Nobody ever capitalized on nothing. So, but, it was what it was.
Right.
And like I said, at that point in the game, it didn't bother me apparently as much as it could have if I was willing to pass it off, but at the end of the day,
the situation still remained the same. You know, so it was still going to be one of my. Now this is like one of my mayors that I grew up with in the building since we was like kindergarten, preschool.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So our relationship supersedes hers that I had with her.
Right. Well, see, that's, I mean, you can look at it like you were looking out for both of them, though, for real.
And that's how I was trying to carry it, honestly. I mean, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly how I was carrying it. Like, you know, maybe that could be something
because
that could work,
like,
if it didn't work with me.
Right, exactly. But see, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about the, you know, if y'all friends, of course it has to be, I mean, y'all got to have some of the same qualities, so why wouldn't, you know, someone that one friend is dating, why wouldn't he be even slightly entertained by that friend? You know what I mean? So, yeah. Situation.
Yeah, it was. I mean, but like I said, it didn't bother me as much as I thought it would. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I guess that comes down to the maturity thing, and the actual fact of the matter is that, you know, we're not together. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
You know, being with this recent union that I took part in, we probably never will be together. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
So why not try to, you know, set my man up with something that I know, you know, checks out?
Right. That's what I'm saying. It could have been looked at as like you were looking out because, you know, it's like, all right, you see that she had, you know, certain qualities that you liked about her, and y'all might not have been able to get along like that. But
right. They,
you know what I'm saying, but he may have that one thing that, you know, clicked to her that, you know, that you didn't have or, you know, vice versa. Because everybody brings out something different in a person. So, yeah, it could have very well worked out. I would have thought that,
absolutely.
Yeah. But then some people would have looked at it like you just passed her off. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, you know, it's up, everything is up to the
like,
interpretation.
Let my homie hit his tight joint. Like, yeah, you can go ahead and holler at her.
But see, at the end of the day, like, what did I say, like, probably a half hour early, that I would, you know, sit back and, you know, stick my chest out like, ha, you know what I'm saying? If it wasn't for me,
right. There
would be no this type thing, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So
that's
how I would look at it. So.
I don't know. Well, what is your grown talk, your adult talk going to be about tonight?
Well, you know, it's funny that this topic, you know, in my walk of life, we always say the spirit is one. Whenever there's like a connection that wasn't predestined that, or we don't think was predestined to happen. Because I was going to talk about this whole Paula Patton and Robin Thicke breakup thing. Not too much in depth, but the context that surrounds the breakup, the addition of major fame that comes along attached to their name. Robin Thicke easily had the biggest song of the past 2 years, easily, hands down. Blurred Lines is a staple in anybody's party mix from now until music can no longer be played.
Right, that is timeless.
Okay.
It definitely is.
I mean, as a sidebar, not to mention that it was a beat from Marvin Gaye's Got to Give It Up that was used and flipped and bounced into a modern-day version. Okay, we won't go there. All right, pay homage to where the song got his roots from if you really want to be on that tip. But I digress. The Paula Patton and Robin Thicke thing, I had asked this question a while ago before on another show that I was a part of that I did. And is it fair to assume that women, or I would say significant others, they can be men or women, should expect their mate that is an icon on whatever level, whether it be sports, entertainment, act, you know, so on and so, whatever the umbrella can envelop. Is it fair to say that they should expect them to be cheated on? Because apparently that's this is my take of where the initial the initial catalyst of the breakup may have came into play. Because not just in their mind, they've been together for almost damn near 20 years before the 9-year
exactly.
marriage.
Exactly, that's what I was gonna say. Right.
You know
what I'm saying? They were teenage love, right.
That's what I'm saying. So is the price of stardom and the price of fame, does that factor into the psyche of the significant other who is not the famous one? But at the same time, Paula Patton's making her name for herself also. So I'm not sitting back saying that she's in the shadows of Robin Thicke. She's creating her own shadow. And who's to
right.
say what she's been doing that may have provoked him or her to take the first step into making this breakup official? So, again, I pose the question. Is it fair? I mean, well, should the significant other of the icon expect to be cheated on?
I don't think
not
they should expect.
Not to say that is right. Not to say that is right or wrong.
Right.
I say it right or
right.
wrong. But should they expect the activity to take place?
No. Because the thing is this, that when you're in a relationship, okay, look at it. I look at it like this, too. He came from a family that was already in entertainment. So that means that, I do not know Paula Patton's background as I'm not well-versed with hers as much as I am with Robin Thicke because, you know, as everyone knows, his father was Alan Thicke, who was also a beautiful, awesome writer, you know, for music. You know, and he did pretty good as acting, but I would imagine
some acting.
That,
hey,
what was that show?
Family Ties.
Yeah. No, he didn't.
That
wait,
was a staple
I'm not
in 80s culture. That was a staple.
Sir,
hold
on.
That was big time.
Hey, no, listen, you're absolutely right, and I am not attempting to discount his work by any means. However, he's not the focus. I was just explaining why I was more well versed with Robin Thicke. Okay, so anyway, if they started dating young, he was already entertaining then. Because remember, when he first came out, he had that long Kenny G hair. She was with him for that. So it's like, I don't think that you should expect to be cheated on, but you should expect that women are going to throw themselves at your man at every chance they get. You have to give
So is it fair to say, even though we don't know Paula Patton's history or where her startup began, is it safe to say that she knew his? Is it safe to say that she knew his 20 years prior to this?
Right. But that's what I'm saying. She should have been already, like, used to that lifestyle if that was the thing that broke them up. You know what I mean?
And again, I'm not putting that as the actual reason. I'm just saying that sounds like that could be a viable option to consider. You understand what I'm saying? Because everybody knows once you become a worldwide icon like that, you are a target.
Yes.
Women want to be close to you as a man. Women want to, and not to say that she isn't, like, now she's making her own waves. She is a beautiful young lady. And I can imagine the endless amount of dudes that's trying to throw themselves at her to get her attention.
Exactly.
So,
right.
You know.
You remember, she was a chick, she was a woman who played in the movie The Outcast had. I don't know why I can't think of it now. I've seen it a million times.
Idlewild?
Yes, she was the singer in Idlewild.
The chick, yeah, she was. Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
I'm bad with correlations here, but okay. Wow.
So,
yeah, so
I don't know, but had you seen, like, I mean, had you read any of the articles though? I mean, like, had anyone stated why they were getting a divorce?
No, I haven't gotten too much in depth into the actual reasons behind it.
Right.
But all I'm saying is it smells the same way I've smelled a lot of the reasons of breakup in pop culture marriages, to say
right.
the least. You know,
we'll see,
and
okay. All right. I was just going to say, on the other side of that, if you look at how, like, Beyonce and Jay-Z, their relationship, and how they hit it, you know, initially. And
they were famous before they got married. They was famous before they got married. They already had made
right.
their own lane.
Well, so
Beyonce
what's
was already
now?
Beyonce.
So what's Paula Patton,
you know,
so what's Paula Patton and dude, though? I mean,
Not necessarily.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, nobody knew. I'm going to put it to you like this. I didn't know Paula Patton until I saw Jump in a Broom. I didn't seriously know Paula Patton until I saw Jump in a Broom. Yes.
Oh, wow.
Now,
and I haven't even seen
that's what I'm saying.
How about that?
That, and see, now you're talking my language. I saw Idlewild a couple times, and I didn't make that parallel. You understand what I'm saying?
I got you.
So, and it's like, and Robin Thicke was dope when he came out with, you know, Lost Without You and all that stuff like that. That was the first time I'm hearing of him singing. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, prior to that exposure of both of those characters, I knew a lot about Jay. I knew about Jay since 93, 94.
Yeah.
In my lifetime. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Jay had made a name for himself.
Right.
20 years ago, he made a name for himself. Dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Beyonce wasn't far behind. We talking mid to late 90s, Destiny's Child's come out with that no, when Fugees is falling off, Wyclef picks them up, so that whole thing happened.
Right.
That was 96, 97, right, exactly. So this is what I'm saying. We talking almost 20 years in the game of names being household names.
I got you.
Paula Patton is just becoming one. Robin Thicke may have been one, but it wasn't as widespread as it is now. Now
right,
they're starting
to
really see. Now they're starting to appreciate the star.
Right. He got no love when he first came out, for real. He had the Kenny G.
All right. Yo, CeeLo, hold. We've been talking way too long. What's up with these other two cats, man? I need to hear something. Do we should significant
others? I think we should go into some music. It's 10:42 p.m. We have T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I'm Madam Boston. That's St. James. We got T.M. Hyman, Hot Chocolate. We'll be back.
I want to hear from them. That's all I'm saying.
Y'all, come on.
Yeah. What? I said R.I.P. is a remix killer. Mike Jack was alive, I remix Thriller. Left stop, spell it with a big T. Give a damn if I never be a high MC. Cause I'm a hood, first on everybody list. By the whole club, PJ, no Chris. Every two, I can't f*** my wrist. Them every two, can't f*** my p- to the window, to the motherfucking wall. Enough money in my G to buy a motherfucking mall. Got a choppers in the back, bulletproof, that's my armor.
R.I.P. I wanna kill the judge. Tryna lock the homie up, they don't feel the thug. I'm thirsty, but I don't give with my ex, cause I'm still in love. I can teach you how, gotta stack money. I ain't wearing Hollywood, you act funny. Cause I know you want this pipe like a bummy. Stop playing, I'm tryna hit like a crash.
Don't start no shit, won't be no shit. I can't take your, won't see yo. Really seen that snow, that Geo.
Watch a porno movie on a chitty chitty bang. This is Compound Gang. Whoever don't
like it. Little K, that be the name. R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. 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 Yeah. R.I.P. Yeah. R.I.P. 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 to the VIP. I got my love in the club. ID. My n kill that will. Give you black eyed peas. And the mo. Make the white girl look Chinese. Okay, OHB. My n out here ballin'. And all you fake artists, y'all out here drawin'. Okay, now Dilly departed. I bought a plane, I departed. And if you started from the bottom, gonna come out the closet. You problematic. I bought them ratchets and automatic. Clip hole 32. I make you feel the magic. You gon' see the flashes like you in a pageant. All black suits and them long caddies.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. What? R.I.P.
with just kill a click.
R.I.P.
Yeah,
R.I.P. R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah, R.I.P. What?
R.I.P. with just kill a click.
Yeah, R.I.P.
p.m. T.M. Hyman Radio. We are that crew, that network. Save James, Madam Kilo Boston. What was that about?
I ain't do it.
You sound real relaxed over there. You all right?
Oh.
Anyway.
So you should leave some oxytocin over there.
James. General CM himself, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate, and we are going to, without further ado, transition into our adult time with the always outrageous Save James. Where's your cake? No cake music?
Nah, I said, yo, man, you a day late and a dollar short, B. I know what's going on. Somebody over there smoked out over there. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, while y'all going back and forth. Hey, did you guys know that the guy who played Dr. Egon Spengler from Ghostbusters, he died at age 69.
Yes, I saw that.
And
Egon,
they were looking to do a Ghostbusters 3, which was supposed to feature a cameo from, you know, Dr. Egon, or as his real name.
Hey,
you're gonna
be in that joint for real now.
Okay, partly. Okay.
He's going to haunt that joint. He's going to be in it for real. They let him do Ghostbusters 3 without him. He's going to haunt that joint.
Play too much.
Huh?
I said you play too much.
Hey, man, whatever. But, yeah, man, so, Back to what I was talking about, Gina. I need your opinion on it. I posed a question. I submitted to you all. Is it fair, or should we assume that the significant other of a icon of any kind of entertainment capacity expect their mate to cheat on them? Like, if you were married to, say, I don't know, Robin Thicke, somebody like that, if you was married to Albie Shore back in 1987, would you expect him to cheat on you? Not to say that it's accepted or that it's a condoned practice. Let's put the precursors out there ahead of time.
Okay.
All, you know what I'm saying? You just, with the situation that's in front of you, icon, somebody that's loved and is desired across the world, would you expect them to cheat on you, male or female, at that also? Now, just confining the women to this question.
I already answered. I said, no, I don't expect, I wouldn't expect it. I mean, I would
you're
expect
a fool
women
to not expect it. You are a fool
no.
to not expect it.
Why would I be a fool?
Gina, I heard you already. I want you to get it all out so that I can call you a fool for not expecting it. I want to hear your stance, Gina.
I mean,
ridiculous.
I kind of feel like CeeLo a little bit, where, you know, you should, depending on who it is and what they mean to you, then, like, no, you shouldn't expect it because that's the relationship that you have with them. But if it's just kind of a, you know, two shifts fast in the night and they're still famous, then, yeah, what do you expect? Because that's what you're doing with them, too. Cheating, because they got to have somebody else.
Okay, so if you, let me pose this question real quick, because I'm gonna let you give you the genealogy of where this question came from, dealing with Paula Patton and Robin Thicke.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew prior to your initial meeting of the person their status, and that's what attracted you to them, how are you going to feel that other women aren't going to be attracted to the same thing you were attracted to? And how are you going to fault them for being attracted to it? And how are you going to fault him for falling for the same thing that he fell for with you, with them?
Then he shouldn't have got married.
Not saying it's right. Not saying it's right. Not saying that's the thing to do or it's the proper way to handle a situation. Just with those set of circumstances. Say get a divorce?
Yeah, my thing is, oh, wait, I really...
I'm asking Gina
there.
Now. I'm asking Gina now. Let me hear her first. Let me hear her first. I'm asking Gina.
Me, yes, I would still expect it. I would. Should you?
You say it again. I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
I would expect them to cheat.
Okay.
But that's just me. Should you expect them to cheat? No.
That is such a woman. Every woman I asked that question to gave me the same answer. There's probably like one or two out of the sample set that I had with this question that I said, yeah, I would expect it. So I don't agree with it. I didn't like it, but I would expect it to happen.
Hell no. I don't care if you're as president. No. Because then what you get married for? I mean,
that's
you're
not the point. You're missing the point. You're missing the point.
You're missing the point. You're missing.
You're missing the point. You know, you're missing the point. I promise. No,
right,
I know your point.
Hold on. Quickly, CeeLo, what is your point again? That they shouldn't have gotten married, period? Is that what that is?
My point is just the fact that, yes, I expect women to, you know, throw themselves at them or, you know, come at them and he have, you know, more access to cheat. But I don't expect them to cheat. I would expect that he respects our relationship, but that doesn't mean that he's not going to have that. I don't think that he has access to it. Of course, it's like for every hour he has, you know, maybe 10, 15 women approaching him. Understandable, but I would expect him to respect the relationship and me, hell, and himself enough to not cheat. So no, I still say I don't expect him to cheat.
Okay.
Well, you a damn fool. I tell you that right now.
Lord.
So you're telling me
of the highest order.
No, how about this? So you're telling me when we go get our awards that You're going to cheat? When women...
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying
what?
That. I'm just, listen to me.
What?
You're missing the point. You are missing the point. And I'm about to bring Coop on because I see he's calling in. I'm going to get him on for these last 5 minutes, but you're missing the point of what I'm saying. I'm not expressing the fact that, oh, Coop, if you're listening, Coop, I'm about to bring you on right now. Coop, you on live. Let me finish this point real quick, and I'm going to need you to jump in, you know, on your perspective. What I'm trying to say is, what I'm trying to say is that, granted that everything is in place the way it was, you knew the situation walking into this. You were attracted to the same thing that all these billions of women out here attracted to also. He has actually sat down and decided to choose you. Now, not saying that is right, but I just think that you should expect some kind of wavering in the integrity of this person, whether male or female, when you are constantly approached with temptation that you would love to indulge in, regardless. That's all I'm saying. Coop, let me hear what
I'm
you got to say about that. Have you been listening, bro? Have you been listening?
No,
man,
no, I'm not going
to. I'm sorry. I'm going to tell you I haven't been listening. Tonight I had a night with Dick Gregory. I'm in a different world right now. I just called to share that with you.
Okay.
Nice.
All right.
I saw your post on Instagram that you were doing that, Coop. That's what's up.
All right. Well, I bring up the snuff real quick because we got a little bit over 3 minutes left in the show. My question that I posed to the panel was that should a significant other of a worldwide icon expect to be cheated on?
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah.
Male or female.
I'm not saying it's right. And you know something?
Thank
I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna show you
Thank
how much
you.
Better women are than men. I could see a woman icon not doing it, but a male, because see, a woman is not gonna have as many guys just come up to her and just absolutely gorgeous, just throwing himself at them the way a man is.
Thank you.
And men we're a little bit more
Thank
we're,
you.
A little bit, we're a little bit more weak than women.
Thank you.
We don't got enough minutes.
All I say, Coop, is thank you. Because I knew I wasn't the only crazy one out there. I promise you I'm not.
But the thing is, I mean, because see, women, guys will say, hey, come on, can we have sex? They might say some outlandish things. But I'm talking about you have stars that are absolutely zeros that have women that at least look-wise and sex-wise, they're 20s that are thrown to them just because of that.
Thank you.
I mean, and then we're weak. I mean, it's going to happen. So, any woman
Thank
that
you.
Dates an athlete, a star, or anything, if she gets one that doesn't cheat on her, and he really doesn't cheat on her, then she should feel lucky because the odds are on her favor.
Thank you. That's all I have nothing left to say, CeeLo.
Yeah, whatever, yo.
I still love you, CeeLo.
Whatever, nothing, man. I'm trying to tell you.
Whatever, yo.
Can we do overtime tonight so I can talk about Dick Gregory?
Yeah. Hey, man, it's all good. I don't care. I know I'm right on this one. Listen up. A little bit over a minute left. Let's take it on home.
Whatever you do, do it well. See
you
on Friday
9 p.m.
Before y'all start arguing again, we are that crew, that team, that network. TM Hymer Radio, Live, the General himself, Hot Chocolate, Save James, Madam CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Toya Coop. See you on Friday for the Friday Night Cypher, the last Friday of the month.
No doubt. So, whatever, man. We out on this joint, man. Yo, man, we out on this joint, man. Good night, y'all.
Good night.
Play.
gun working with his rapping there. Blow a stack for your nigga with your trapping there. Trapping there, trapping there.